Oh, God, I love you. Oh, God, I love you. Oh, God, I love you. I love you. Oh, God, I love you, Jesus. Oh, God, I love you, Father. I love you, God. You are the best thing that has ever happened to us, oh God, and I must say, you are the best thing that has ever happened to us, oh God, and I must say, Papa, we express our love for you this morning, oh God, and I must say, we express our love, and we pour our love on you, oh God, and I must say, We express our love, oh God, we pour our love on you, oh God, and on our mountain. Oh, for you alone are worthy, for you alone are worthy of the praise. You alone are worthy of the glory. You alone are worthy, oh God, of our time, oh God. Lord God, this time is exclusively for you, this time is exclusively for you, Father. In an Father, as we build ourselves, Lord God, up in our most holy faith on this morning, as we build ourselves, as we build ourselves, as we charge ourselves this morning, oh God, we do it, oh God, and I'm Lord God, for your Lord, we do it, Lord God, because we love you. We do it, oh God, because we want to be connected to you, Father. We want to be connected, oh God, and I'm to our source every minute, every second of the day. We don't do this out of obligation. Lord God, we do this, Lord God, out of love for you, oh God, and in the Yamshaya. You are the love of our life, oh God. You are the love of our life. You are the love of our life. We can't do nothing without you, oh God. We can't do nothing without you, Father. For the source of our strength, you are the strength of our life. You are the life of our life. You are the life of our life.
I am
Of your emotions. It's made up of who you are as a person. It's a part of your soul, but your brain is powered by your mind. Your brain does what your mind tells it to do. And many of us, we have been labeled, We have been labeled, and when I say labeled, we haven't been mislabeled. We have been labeled based on how we function. But we pray today, we are bringing our focus. We are bringing our mind and our brain in sync with the mind of God on today. And therefore, we don't have to live up under the label of how our brains and how our minds have functioned in the past. God, as we're praying today, as you are bringing focus to the forefront on this morning, as you bring our focus to the forefront, because some of us have been struggling with our focus. Some of us have been struggling with keeping our mind stayed on you. Some of us have been struggling with our mind wandering all day long. So I want you to pray on that right there. I want you to pray into that I don't have a wandering mind. So that my mind is focused. That I will complete tasks because my mind is focused. I'm not distracted. Come on, let's pray that together. Come on. I don't have a distracted mind. My mind is stayed on the Lord. My mind is set on the Lord. It's not pulled to and fro. In the name of Jesus, I'm not unstable, but I have stability of mind. In the name of God, I have stability of mind. I have stability of mind. In the name of Jesus, I have stability of focus. In the name of Jesus, I have stability of mind. I complete task. Under the level of Come on, quiet every competing voice within you. Begin to quiet every competing voice. Every competing voice that's within me. And every internal distraction. Oh, that tries to crack in our attention. Oh, we bring it into alignment. God, we declare mental clarity. Mental clarity. Your thoughts are being ordered according to truth. Your thoughts are being ordered according to all truth. In the name of Jesus, your thoughts are being ordered according to truth. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, God, this morning that you would cleanse the minds of your people from any mental residue, from overstimulation, from unnecessary mental noise. Come on, we rid ourselves of the mental noise this morning, and we establish your discipline over our thought life in the name of Jesus. We establish your discipline over our thought life in the name of Jesus. We rid ourselves of mental confusion in the name of Jesus. And we, God, we declare today, Lord God, that our thought life is ordered according to the truth of God. In the name of Jesus, we come against mental noise. In the name of Ashakabaha. And we establish truth. We establish truth in the mind. Come on, begin to touch your mind on this morning and say, let this mind be in me, which is also in Christ Jesus. Come on, begin to touch your mind on this morning and declare, let this mind be in me, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in me, which is also Father, we submit our emotions to your governance this morning. We refuse to allow anxiety. We refuse to allow restlessness. We refuse to allow emotions financial turbulence, God, to dictate our focus. We ask that you strengthen our ability to remain present, to remain measured, to remain attentive, train our emotions to respond rather than react. And we, God, pray today, Lord God, that we have clarity of mind. Lord, we will not sabotage our own mind. We will not allow our emotions to sabotage our clarity. In the name of Jesus, let emotional stability become a companion to sustain focus. In the name of Jesus, I want you to begin to declare over yourself today. And I want you to say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Recalibrate my inner compass. Come on.
Recalibrate my inner compass.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Recalibrate my inner compass.
Recalibrate my inner compass.
Remove every distraction.
That masquerades as responsibility.
But does not originate from you. Come on, Cameron, follow the instructions this morning. Holy Spirit. Recalibrate my inner compass. Come on, the Lord is dealing with our inner compass. Remove every distraction. That masquerades as responsibility. But does not originate from you.
But does not originate from me.
Ask Holy Spirit to sharpen your discernment. Come on.
Sharpen my discernment.
So that I can distinguish between.
So that I can distinguish between.
What is urgent and what is essential? Say, Father.
Father.
Anchor my attention in obedience.
Anchor my attention in obedience.
Father.
Father.
Anchor my attention in obedience.
Anchor my attention in obedience.
Not in impulses.
Not in impulses.
Let my focus be rooted in relationship with you. Rather than performance for others.
Rather than performance for others.
Oh, Father, we pray this morning that over our minds, and we thank you, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, that they're submitting their emotions to you. They're submitting, Lord God, their mental clarity to you on this morning, and they are not allowing anxiety. They are not allowing restlessness. They are not allowing emotional turbulence. They are not allowing abuses to dictate their focus. Father, we're asking you this morning to strengthen their ability to remain present. Come on. Strengthen my ability to remain present. Strengthen my ability to remain centered. Strengthen my ability to be attentive. In the name of Jesus, Father, we're praying today that you would train their emotions to respond rather than react. And God, we thank you, Lord God, this morning, oh God, that as you are the God of order, that you are teaching them to steward their emotions and, God, their thoughts, Lord God, with wisdom and with restraint. God, we thank you for the grace on today. We thank you for the grace of focus. We thank you for the grace of a sound mind, of a cleared mind, of a disciplined mind in the name of Jesus. And we declare today, Lord God, that confusion has no authority over our thoughts. Confusion has no authority over our thoughts. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Benita. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts. Natasha, confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Apostle Fash. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Prophet Zaporia. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Pastor Tara. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Sarai. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Denitra. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Stacy. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Prophet DeMarcus. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, the man or the woman that's from Indianapolis. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Latricia. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Pastor Cameron. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Diamond. Confusion has no authority over your thoughts, Brittany, in the name of Jesus. And I declare to I declare today that you have sustained attention. I declare over you today, people of God, that your attention is aligned with the purpose and the plan of God. I declare today, in Jesus' name, that you are remaining present in every task that's assigned to your hands. I declare today that you will not drift into mental or emotional instability because you have a stable mind. You will complete every assignment that you are responsible for. And when you complete it, you will complete it with excellence. You will complete it with integrity. In the name of Jesus, I'm declaring over you today that your focus is not going to be driven by pressure, but your focus is going to be driven because you have a clear mind. And we declare peace, peaceful productivity over your mind today. You will work. You're going to work, but you're going to work without striving. Some of you, I hear the Spirit of the Lord, and the Lord has really been dealing with me about school. I have just re-entered school myself. Many of you are just starting school. Some of you are finishing school. You're finishing a master's programs, you're finishing bachelor's programs, you're going into associate programs. Some of you need another certification to increase the economy, the revenue in your homes. The Lord has really been dealing with me about education, and we know that education is important. And some of you have been toiling back and forth, should I go back to school? I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying go back. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that if you want your revenue to be open, it is directly attached to your schooling. The Spirit of the Lord says that if you step out today, and you go and apply for school, He is going to open the way for you to receive the financial aid. I know what's going on. He knows what's going on in the economy. He is not unaware. He's aware of the government. Guess what? He's behind it all. He's sovereign. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And God is saying that my people shall be preserved in the day of trouble. My people will not be impacted by what's going on, but it's going to come through your obedience. So hear ye the word of the Lord. Some of you that are waiting for something else, He says, you're waiting on this door you've been asking me to open, and I haven't opened it, He said, because the door is school. And He says, walk through the door. Walk through the door. Walk through the door in Jesus' name. And Father, as we close this out, this 30 minutes, oh God, of prayer, this 20 minutes of prayer, hallelujah, we're 10 minutes over. We're in overtime again today. We thank you, God, for sustained attention. We remain, oh God, hallelujah, present. We seal these prayers within us today. We will continue to pray them out. And we declare today, Lord God, that our focus, hallelujah, becomes our spiritual posture. I hear that so clear. Oh, my focus becomes my spiritual posture in the name of Jesus. It's not temporary. This is my posture. I'm a focused woman or man of God. I am focused. Everything, my attention is not divided. I am one with God. I am completely focused. My mind, my emotions, my spirit, they move together in harmony under the authority of the Spirit of the living God. And I yield my attention to you, Father, as I trust you, O God, that you govern, O God, hallelujah, me, O God, in the name of Jesus, in perfection and efficiency and excellence in the name of Jesus. And one more thing I want you to say before we meet again at 12 is I will remain ordered and fruitful. I will remain ordered and fruitful.
I will remain ordered and fruitful.
I will remain ordered and fruitful in the name of Jesus. I will remain ordered and I will remain fruitful in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give way to the prophets this morning. If there's anything, I just kept hearing the Lord talk about focus. That's what I heard. But if there, we hear in part, we know in part. Amen. We know in part. Hallelujah. We don't know everything. Hallelujah. Just because I'm seated in the office of the apostle does not mean that I know everything, because I don't. I only know the part that the Lord has given me. And so if Apostle Fash is here, if Prophet Zipporah, I know she's here. I know Prophet DeMarcus is here. I release you on this morning. If there was something that you picked up and you want to release it to the people of God, and I need you all to write this down. This is not the prayer line that you come on and you just listen, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But this is the type of assignment where we really engage the Spirit of God, right? This is about you and God. Hallelujah. Even though we're doing it corporately, there is something that God is doing in each and every one of us that takes each and every one of us to engage. It's not about one leader or the next. It's about us engaging the Spirit of God like we've never engaged Him before. Amen. And bringing us into such a posture and alignment that we don't even look like we used to yesterday, huh? That every single day we are becoming someone new, someone that we don't even recognize, but we know that it is God. Hallelujah. I want you to come this morning if you have something. If you don't, it's totally fine. But if there was something that you heard, and Stacy, I want you to come forth as well. If there's something that the Spirit of the living God has given you on this morning, go ahead and release it now.
Glory to God. I give honor to God. I hear the Lord, or heard the Lord through prayer, saying that He is bringing His people into divine synchronization. And the Lord said that what has been misaligned is being brought back into divine rhythm. He says that this is the day where timing begins to agree with your obedience. This is the day that timing begins to agree with your obedience. This is the day that timing begins to agree with your obedience, where desire begins to agree with instructions, even, he said, and also where movement begins to agree with the breath of God. The Lord says not to think of yourselves as too late or too early, but that you are being synchronized with the rhythm of heaven. He says this is the end of spiritual lag. This is the end of delay. But as it has been declared in the atmosphere, this is the day of recalibration, says the Lord. He says, stay in the rhythm. He said, don't rush the beat. He says, do not resist the pace, for he is setting the tempo, and those who stay in step will move swiftly without exhaustion. And this is the word of the Lord.
Amen. We receive. Come on, receive that today. Receive that today.
I receive.
Take that in today. I receive in Jesus' name.
Good morning. This is Apostle Fash. I had a quick vision as we were praying. I saw muscles forming and being strengthened, and it was really quick, but I wanted to share that. And when I looked up muscles, it says that muscles don't form by information alone. They form by resistance, repetition, and strain. So I believe that God is strengthening our inner man and our spiritual muscles as we continue on this journey. So I just wanted to release that this morning.
Amen. Amen. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, that you are strengthening the muscle of prayer in us. I'm going to, you know, even open it up. Prophet Zipporah, you can come after, but I'm going to even open it up for anyone that's here that's been with us since yesterday. And I know it's just one day, but I don't know about you. And I pray a lot. Yesterday, my spirit was a burning for the Lord so bad. I mean, every second that I got, every second, every minute that I had to spend with him, I was stealing away. Hallelujah. I was stealing away to be with the Lord. You're going to see that grow more in you, that you're going to be you're not going to be distracted. You're actually going to be attracted. God is going to pull you in so much into him that you're not going to even realize that you've gone past 20 minutes you're going to look up and it's going to be 40 minutes that you've been with the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 50 minutes that you've been with the Lord. And let me tell you something. There's no manner of time that when you're with whoever you love, when you're with them, there's no time doesn't exist, right? Time doesn't exist when you're with the one you, with the one you love. With the one you love, there is no time when you're with the one that you love. You're not looking at the clock and say, are we done that yet? When you love somebody, there's no time that you don't want to be with them, and you're going to see that the love for God is going to increase in such a way that things that were distracting you, things that were getting in the way, impeding upon your time, even jobs, even things that you feel like I have to do this or I can't, you're going to say, I just want to be with you, Lord. I want to be with you, oh God, because wherever you are is where I want to be. As the song says, wherever I'm supposed to be, that's where I want to be. And I want to be anchored in you. Prophet, if you have something, you can come at this time. Oh, we bless you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, there you are.
I said no, nothing to see this morning.
Okay, amen, amen. If there's anyone that's been on the line, you don't have to, but I felt unction to open it up. Oh, Stacy, I did tell Stacy. Stacy, did you have something from the Lord?
Good morning. Just while we were praying, and you were praying for the mind, I kept hearing neuroplasticity. And when I looked up the definition of, I've heard it before, but I said, let me look up the definition. And it says that it's the brain's ability to adapt and to reorganize itself by forming new neural connections and pathways throughout life. And as you were praying for the mind, I felt the leaning to pray for our neuroplasticity, for our mind to reorganize itself in the way that we've been thinking before, and that we shift, that God will shift the way that we think, that our mind would be able to walk in, I guess, have the neuroplasticity to reorganize and to change, that we have the mind of Christ, that we no longer have the default of a wandering mind, or a procrastinating mind, or a mind that self-sabotages or self-doubts, but that we have the mind of Christ, and that it changes and that it shifts and reorganizes itself.
Amen and amen. For those of you that are on the line, my mentees will tell you that's what I deal with in mentorship with them, neuroplasticity, how the mind functions and how you can shift. You don't have to live in a certain state of mind. Your mind can be your the way that your the neural pathways of your mind are currently going is because they've been trained to go that way. But you can interrupt them and you can shift them another way. And as we're praying, that's exactly what we're doing. We are moving ourselves from where we were, and I'm saying were, because we're not there anymore, and we're pulling ourselves into where we're supposed to be. Amen. So that is definitely the word of the Lord. I want to open up the line on this morning. If you've been with us since yesterday and you are already starting to feel the change, even if you weren't able to get on the line, but you have committed yourself to the 20 minutes in the morning, to the 20 minutes in the afternoon, to the 20 minutes at night, and you are already feeling the change in you, you're more than welcome to unmute your line and come forth at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one? Amen. Well, we thank God for all of you that joined on today, and we hope to hear you back here at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Some of you are on different time zones, and so if there's someone, amen, that you know, you are more than welcome to give them the number and say, hey, join us for prayer. We'll be back here for another 20 minutes at 12 noon. We hope to hear you then, but until then, more grace.